Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you for just being God, for being who you are, and that we will understand it by and by, that there will come a day where we will see your face, Lord, face to face. And I say, hallelujah. We will see you face to face and we will understand exactly what the plan and purpose you had for our life is. And Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going back to Luke 4. We were reading verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. We left off on the brokenhearted. There are many that are brokenhearted. They are depressed. They are despondent. They have given up on life. And you know, you got to have hope. Hope transcends that. Hope brings you out of darkness. You have a hope. Hope thou in God. Hope brings you out of those situations. And you got to hope. But it says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus' spirit, the Spirit of God, is here to heal the brokenhearted, to take care of those that are wounded in their spirit, in their emotional being. God can work with that. He can help you with that. Trust me, I've been there. He can show you the light, and you can come out of that darkness and that pain. You can come out of that. But like I've spoken about before, gratitude and forgiveness are key for that. Don't hold grudges. Don't wish bad things on people that have harmed you. Believe God, trust in God, and ask him to heal the pain. Amen. And he also says he has been sent to preach deliverance to the captives. There are those that are held captive. They are in bondage with the worldly things, the worldly ideas and concepts and beliefs, the worldly structure and the worldly propensities and proclivities. All the world is promoting is sex, drugs, and power and money. You know, all the rap videos. And you know what? When I was younger, I used to like rap. But you know what? There are rap artists that actually talk about something more than all of those things. They talk about consciousness and being conscious of your community and going out and supporting and helping and uplifting the body of there are Christian rappers too, but the body of your community and the surroundings, you can do things to be promoting peace and positivity. But then there's also the ones that just don't do anything but talk about having sex with women and making it rain at parties and with their money. And it's futile. It's a waste of energy and time, because at the end of the day, what is it if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? So what, you got $1 million in the bank or 10 million or 50 million? If you are going to crack hell wide open, what was it for? You know, probably the average person, I haven't looked at this, but I would guess the average person lives to be, you know, in their 70s or something like that in the United States. So you have 70 years of earthly pleasure. How does that even compare to eternity? It's a blip. It's not even a second on the screen. So you live your life the way you want and like a hellion here, and then you end up going to hell for real? Oh my goodness. I pray for the state of our world, for people that just refuse to believe, and those that are teetering, come off the fence and believe God and believe his word. because his word will not return unto him void, but will accomplish that which he has sent it to do. And everything in the gospel, in the word of God, is true. And today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart and say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, or, you know, it may not all be true, or, you know, the gospel was written by men anyway, and they're just doing it in order to keep us, you know, bound. And no, you know, the bottom line is that if there was just one scripture in the Bible that was true, that would be all that was needed. That's it. This world belongs to the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And everything that dwells therein, we all belong to God. And rejecting him is not wise. Choose this day in whom you will serve. Make the choice. Amen. So he came to deliver the captives, those that are bound in the recesses of their mind. He can unbind you. Those that are involved in witchcraft and sorcery, palm reading. It's evil. But God gives gifts without repentance. People do have power. They really do. But it's not from God. It's from the enemy. It's from the enemy. So trust God and hide under his strong tower and run to him in your weakness, because God is strong in your weakness. He will take care of you. He takes care of his children. He has chosen us. We are a royal priesthood. Act like it. We need to walk in that and understand what it is to be a child of God. It's an honor and a privilege to be a child of the King. So we should think like kingdom children. What would we do in the kingdom, and what would we not do? What would bring honor and glory to our Father, the King, and what would not? Think about that. And he came to recover the sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are crushed. Sight to the blind. He can open the eyes of your understanding, of my understanding. Those things that are keeping scales, so to speak, over our eyes. Like when Paul was confronted on the road of Damascus and he was knocked off of his beast. And Jesus said, Saul, Saul, whom are you persecuting? And he says, Lord, who are you? He said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. It's harder to kick against the gold, something that is sharp and pointy. And that's what people are doing today. Going against God is just going to put you in danger. Yoke up with the Lord. And it's not a life of restrictions and like a life that is just so unfulfilling and no fun. It's not a life that way. We are free in him. We can do many different things, but all things are lawful, maybe the things that are lawful, but all things are not expedient, means they may not be wise to do. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. May you have a wonderful day.